Joining us today is Adam Nicholas, Fire Management Coordinator with the City of Moreton Bay. Adam and his team are responsible for keeping our community safe by managing risk of fire with mitigation measures and hazard reduction burns across more than 10,000 hectares of natural areas, to preparing Moreton Bay for whatever Mother Nature sends our way. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning.
Adam, tell us a little bit about your role.
Yeah, like you said, I'm the coordinator for fire management for the City of Moreton Bay. My job is to oversee the mitigation program, which includes planned burns, vegetation management and education, to deal with the risk of fire coming from council reserves. It's a big area. It's 2,500 square kilometres. We've got over 10,000 hectares of reserve areas. And my job is to minimise the risk of fire coming in a wildfire from our reserves out to affect the public.
Big job in a big area. Tell us a little bit about the burns program.
Yeah, so traditionally in Queensland, planned burning happens between sort of March through to about August. With a bit of climate change, with the changing environment and development in our area, that planned burn season now runs all year round. Whenever we see an opportunity, the weather is right, the fuel is right, we can actually do planned burns all year round now. So it's a huge job. The planning for that takes sometimes up to years, and the delivery takes months of preparation and finally days to pre-prep. Once the fire's on the ground, we then look after it during the course of the day, we mop up after ourselves, and we monitor the site until there's no visible signs of smoke or fire left. So that can be anything from hours, days to weeks.
How does it affect our wildlife and our environment?
It's actually a critical part of it. So Australia is a fire-driven ecology. Our major dominant species here all rely on fire for their propagation. So eucalypts and grass trees and banksias. So not only have they adapted beautifully to fire, but so has the wildlife. So if we don't burn these areas at the right times, and we follow what's called a regional environmental ecological profile, which tells us when that is, we actually run the risk of degrading the bush and turning it into an unhealthy, weedy, viney mess, which actually doesn't benefit the plants or the animals. So when we burn, we actually use specialist spotters, and we have a whole program designed to make sure that the wildlife has somewhere safe to go. And we actually utilize traditional owner techniques, such as burning in circles or spot ignitions, so that the fire has a chance to make its way naturally through the fuel and form what's called mosaics. So it'll leave areas of burnt and unburned, and that maintains the seed bed, the root systems, and gives the wildlife somewhere to hide.
Geez, there's a lot to it. How does technology and innovation mix in with it?
Yeah, that's a huge part for us lately. We have just upgraded vehicles, equipment, even just the health side for our firefighters, where the technology's improved and given us the chances. We use aerial drones using incendiary balls, which are a small ignition device. What that allows us to do is get fire into areas that aren't either safe for a firefighter or are very difficult to traverse or are constrained by the environmental area. So it might be a swamp. And normally you would have to light all the way around the outside, which causes convection, which makes it too hot. So what we do instead is we drop lines of pellets across the area, which allows the fire to progress naturally and slowly and cool, and avoids that big updraft of heat that destroys everything.
Very interesting stuff. How about we have a quick song break and then we'll be back with more straight after that.
Sounds great.
We're here with Adam Nicholas. He's the Fire Management Coordinator with the City of Moreton Bay. And we've been having a very interesting conversation about the burns program. So, Adam, what about season and timing?
Yeah, well, as I said, our season traditionally was very limited. What we now have, thanks to an understanding with the fire service who issue us our permits and allow us to burn, is that because we are specialists and we've studied for a long, long time to be able to do what we do, they give us that leeway that if the conditions are right, we light. That's literally how we move forward these days. What it means, though, is that we have to take into account that we may cause impacts to the public. Smoke is obviously one. Inconvenience with equipment moving in and out is another. But what I try and get people to understand is that momentary inconvenience, that problem where it might be a bit smoky for 24 to 48 hours and make the clothes smell a bit smoky on the line, means that when we have a wildfire, we have an area where we've affected the fuel, the fire behavior drops, and it gives us and the authorities the ability to get in front of that fire and do something to protect property and life.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the community impact?
When you live near one of our sites, we send out letters at the beginning of the year to every area we're planning to affect that year. And that letter now is an open letter because sometimes we don't get those fires away within that 1 year period. It may lapse over into the next. And areas like Bribie Island recently, we've had that. So we always try and give plenty of warning. And part of that is we advise people to do things like join Morton Alert, which allows them to get messaging from council in a targeted way that tells them exactly when we're going to burn within 48 hours. And it will also give them updates during emergency situations as well. So incredibly worthwhile doing. We also gives us an opportunity to let people with asthma or other respiratory problems have a bit of time to make alternative plans. If it's really not good to be home and you can't put the aircon on recirc and stay inside, maybe it's time to go and visit somebody for 24 to 48 hours while we get the work done. And hopefully during the summer season, when the fires start up, we're not going to inconvenience you even worse.
So how does it all fit into the broader emergency and disaster preparedness?
One thing I will credit council with greatly is this council takes a very strong position on preparedness for disaster. The Moreton Bay region, due to the beautiful nature of the area we live in, means we're also affected by nature greatly. So this ties into reducing the fuel and giving us the best chance of avoiding catastrophic fire impacts, such as you see down south from time to time, where Mother Nature finally takes a run and the best efforts in the world pale into significance when nature really goes. So what we're trying to do is minimise that impact by reducing the fuel, giving us places to get in front of it and make a difference. It also gives us an opportunity to learn from previous fires. I've been a firefighter in this region for over 28 years, so I've fought some pretty big fires, and I work with people who've been through just as many. And together, that combined knowledge works a lot to bring the community a safer, better outlook, but also to help educate. So we do community packages regularly where we try and pass that information across and give them a better opportunity to know.
What a fascinating insight into the incredible work happening behind the scenes to keep our city of Moreton Bay community safe. We've learned how hazard reduction burns protect not just our homes and properties, but also our precious wildlife, from koalas and platypus to over 360 species of birds. We've heard how cutting-edge drone technology is helping crews burn smarter and safer, and how residents can stay informed through Moreton Alert. A huge thank you to Adam Nicholas for sharing his expertise and passion for keeping our community protected. If you'd like to hear this interview again, head to 1015fm.com.au, where you can find this episode and more on our podcast. Until next time, stay safe, Moreton Bay.